I had the pleasure of actually going to this place in person, and I will say it is beyond beautiful. I'm talking about Heberling Sunflower Field. And we're going to talk about how you can go there as well. And there is even a scholarship that is going to be using some of the money that is raised at that sunflower field this upcoming weekend. So we brought on this morning Cody McClintic. Good morning, Cody.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. So give us the rundown here, because I know you were on the show last year and we talked about how you got started with the sunflower field. Can we relive some of those memories and maybe go back to the beginning of how this even got started?
Well, the season only got started whenever my mom passed away about 2 years ago in January from battling cancer for 12 years. So all the money that we raised at the sunflower field goes to the scholarship that we presented this year to our lucky winner of the scholarship this year. So as more people come, more money we raise, the more schools we want to get this scholarship to, you know. But if we don't have people come to the field, then we don't have money to donate the scholarships to other people, you know. It's all coming back to the community. That's the big thing, and that's what my mom would want. So basically, come on out and enjoy the field. I mean, it's just breathtaking. It's basically the best analogy I could say about the field. It's not crazy pricey, you know, $5 a person for adults, and then children 12 and under are $2, and then you can cut a sunflower for $1. It's basically just give back to the community, and it's what we want for everybody to do is just give back, you know.
And I think this is a really sweet thought, because this all came about whenever your mother passed away, and to be able to see that whole field of flowers, I don't know, it's a special thing to look at. It's so bright and it's sunny, and it really makes you feel good.
100%. And like I said, it's really nice to see all the people that come, and a lot of people enjoy the field, so it's really nice to just bring your family out there and take pictures with each other, of each other, and with each other even.
So this specific Saturday, this is when we're going to be raising money for that scholarship that you were talking about. And kudos to you for putting, you know, some of this money back into your own community. I think that's great. So for this Saturday, let's go over the details. Where is the sunflower field for somebody who has not been there?
It's at 1397 Beechtree Road, Falls Creek, PA, 15840. It's on my mom's family farm. So it's right there on the family farm. There's signs if you're heading towards, like, the Lower Mountain Winery out by Falls Creek, heading towards Brockway, there's signs, and then you can just follow the signs to the field. If you do not have a GPS or any sorts of way to find the address, but if you just type it into your phone, you can also find it, and then you can find us on Facebook. We have the Heberling Sunflower Field. So, and then this weekend, my buddy's going to be here. He's one of my family college friends, I would say. He was really close when we were in college with my mom. And he's going to take photos of people. 5 photos for $25, and then 10 photos for $50. And he does professional-grade photos. He edits them. He will email them right straight to your email, and then you can use them whatever ways you want to use them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no watermarks on those whatsoever. Now, he does take cash only, correct?
Yes, cash only. Right. And we will be there this weekend from 3 to dusk, and then our other hours till the field obviously dies. I can't control when it dies, you know, obviously.
This is true.
Our hours are Monday and Friday, 5 to dusk.
And they can also check the Facebook page for any of those hours if you're thinking about stopping by. And also, I believe the days that you are not open, you can actually rent out the field?
Yes, for $30 an hour, the days that we're not open. It's just $30, and then there's going to be a donation jar, or one of us, if you message me or get in contact with me, my cell phone number is 814-771-2693. I can meet you somewhere, and we can get the money. Like, at the field, I'll obviously meet you there, and I can grab the money from you, or somebody will grab the money from you. If we're not there, there's a donation jar, and you can just drop the money in the donation jar. It's greatly appreciated. And then that's basically for that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's obviously well taken care of. And I will say it is nature. So you do see a little bit of mud. This is not a place where you want to wear your fanciest heels.
100%. There is mud. It's been a wet year this year. And obviously wear whatever clothing you do not care to get dirty. I mean, obviously, if you want to take pictures, you want to dress decent. But whatever shoes you're wearing, make sure there's something that you really don't care to get dirty. That's for sure.
Good to note about that. Again, that's Heberling's Sunflower Field. It is it is already open. This Saturday, though, they are doing that special event. But anytime that you can stop by, you can check out their Facebook page for their hours. That's Heberling's Sunflower Field. Cost very reasonable, $5 for adults, $2 for kids 12 and under. And you can also cut and take a sunflower right home with you for an extra dollar as well. Cody, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.